And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 10, verse number 46. The Lord Jesus is heading into that city of Jericho, that city where, thinking back to the time of the children of Israel coming into the land of Canaan, it was a place indeed where a great statement was made, a great walled city. The Lord coming to that place, there to the east, northeast of Jerusalem, and he's going to do a great thing. He's going to do a great, marvelous, wondrous thing here in this city. He's just spoken about to his disciples about who's going to be top amongst his people, and those that will be chiefest, he says in verse 44, shall be servant of all. And of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the example of that. He being the King of Glory, he being the Creator of all men and all things, he being the great Savior and Redeemer, he being the great Judge, and of all souls, came and was a servant, to all. He came and brought salvation, that we could not, attain and acquire for ourselves, but he did so, and we praise his holy name for it. Here in Mark chapter 10, verse number 46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. So we see brother Bartimaeus here, and we know he's our brother because of the things that are manifested in his life here. And he's there by the highway side begging. It's very specific about who he is. It tells his father's name. And we would, the world and even the religious world today would look on Bartimaeus and he being a beggar and he being blind. Well, they would say, oh, what's wrong with him? What has he done? He can't be spiritual. He can't be one that knows God. He can't be connected with the Lord in any way. After all, he's poor. After all, he's infirmed. He's blind. And, but the thing is, it's not the case. This is a man of faith. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, verse 47, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And so he cries out loudly, and he cries out to where he can be heard, and he worships the Lord and declaring the authority of our Lord and the office of our Lord, Jesus, thou son of David. And this is very important. It's telling about that the Lord had promised David that there would always be one that would sit on his throne. And Jesus will sit on the throne of David in his kingdom and in his power. And David, a man after God's own heart that loved the Lord and sought the Lord in everything, a man of small stature and low consideration by the world, but was great in the eyes and heart of our Lord. Jesus, thou son of David, no greater praise and no greater adoration of King David than to know and to recognize that Jesus is his son. He does come of the lineage of David, and what a blessing that is, of one line, that root of Jesse, one that would stem out, one that would be the branch, and it would branch out of that line, of all the different lines and lineages in Israel, that of Jesse, that of David, the Lord Jesus Christ came, and what a blessing that is. And he says, have mercy on me. He says, I know you can. I pray that you will. Have mercy on me. And many charged him, verse 48, that he should hold his peace. And he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And so they're telling Bartimaeus, hush, Bartimaeus, hush that talking and that yelling and that screaming. Hush that. Nobody wants to hear that. And leave Jesus alone. He's got more important things to do. He's got other things to do than to deal with you and mess with you. He said, hush that. And as they told him to hush and to hold his peace, he cried the more a great deal. So over and over and over, he pleaded the Lord, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. You know, that's what the sinner needs to do. The sinner needs to come to Christ. Oh, not a ritual, not the signing of a card, not the taking of a pledge, not the affirming of an oath, but to cry out unto Jesus, call out unto Jesus, as it says in Romans chapter 10. The truth of God's word showing us that we're sinners and showing, I pray that showing you that are under the hearing of my voice that you're a sinner and you're without Christ and you're doomed and you're damned and you're on your way to hell eternally. You're separated from God. You have no peace. You have no help. You have no redeemer. You have no savior. And you need to see that you are in such a great sinful way and condemnation. Your sin is stacked up against you and you've disobeyed God Almighty, his law, his command. And he's greatly offended by that. And you need to see that Jesus, the Son of God, came willingly, sent by the Father, to give his life a ransom on the cross of Calvary, to the one, the only one that has ever been perfect, the only man that has ever lived under the law of God and come out on the other side shining bright because of his obedience and his purity and his sinlessness. And he obeyed the law totally and completely in every way. And then not staying in that stand, but as the scripture says in Corinthians, he, the Father, made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He bore our sin. He bore our sin as if he had committed our transgressions and sinners' transgressions. He bore them as if he had done them, although he had not. And he bore them to Calvary. And they crucified our Lord and Savior that day, some 2,000 years ago. And he hung there and suffered and bled for 6 hours, taking the wrath of God for his people's sins. And there, separated from his Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he suffered there alone, and he died there alone. He willingly entered into death alone and died. And was buried for 3 days and three nights to signify and show that truly he was dead. And being the Lord and being perfect and being the Son of God and being God himself, he, after 3 days and three nights, he took his life back again. And he defeated death and the grave. He defeated sin and Satan and all of his works. He defeated the depravity of mankind. He made a way that sinners like you and me can be saved through simple repentance and faith in him. Oh, I pray that you will see that Jesus is the Savior, that you are the sinner that you are, and repent of your sins and trust in Jesus Christ. You have no hope apart from Christ. Have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, verse 48. And he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So Jesus stopped as he walked along and he says, get that fellow over here. Call him over here. Who is that? And call him over there. He commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Look at the fickleness of the people. First, it's Bartimaeus saying, or they say to Bartimaeus, as he cries out, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they say to Bartimaeus, hush, Bartimaeus. We want to see what he does. We want to hear what he says. He didn't have time to mess with you. They knew that Bartimaeus was a beggar. They knew that he sat there at the gate of the city, desiring to be helped and to collect alms from the people. so he could be sustained. He was in a pitiful shape. And they said, hush, hush. But when Jesus says, who is that? Call him over here. Bring him over here. Boy, they change, don't they? They said, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. Oh, may the Lord, our Lord help us to see that we don't need to be fickle. We need to be one person. We need to be obedient to the Lord. Who is it that whose heart was right that wouldn't want blind Bartimaeus to be healed? Why wouldn't the people take blind Bartimaeus and take him to Jesus as he walked out of the city there and asking and pleading the Lord that they would heal their fellow citizen, that they would heal their kin and their friend, the beggar that had sat at that gate for years, no doubt. Why wouldn't they want to take him to Jesus themselves? They didn't care. They're fickle. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way that they go. And they say unto him now, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And what a blessing that is. Has the Lord called you? Oh, I pray that the Lord would call you and that you would hear his call. Has he called you through his word? Has he called you to show you your great need? Has he called you showing you the Savior and his great work on Calvary and what he did and the fulfilling of his gospel? Has our Lord shown you his word and his truth and his gospel? Oh, I pray that he would. I pray that you would answer his call, that you would hear him, that you wouldn't come to a preacher or a pastor or a church, or that you wouldn't come to a denomination or a creed or an oath, but Lord, that you would come to Jesus, that you would go to our Lord and Savior, that you would go to him. And many would ask, Brother Jim, where is he? Where is he that I can come to him? Where is he that I can go to him? He's right there. He's right there. Our Lord is omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. His greatness and his ability surpasses all, and his spirit is great and effectual and working, and he's everywhere, and you can call out unto him right there where you're at. You can call out unto the Lord for mercy like blind Bartimaeus did there. I pray that he calls you. And that's the reason we have this broadcast, that the word of God might go out and that you might be called too. I pray that, I desire that you would hear the word of the Lord. It says in verse number 50, and he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. He obeyed. He obeyed that call of the Lord. He calleth thee. And Bartimaeus said, well, let him come over here. Let him do something more. Let him come over here and work a miracle. Let him do something that I might believe. Let him stop. Why didn't he cause me to not be born or not to be blind and be in this terrible shape? There's no doubting on Bartimaeus' part. There's no quarrel that he has with his God and his Savior and King. He says, it says here that when he was called, he cast away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. He didn't even care about the most valuable possession that he had was his clothing. And it was in that day, and it's hard for us to understand. But he even cast his garment away, and he came. He heard the Lord's call. He didn't quibble with the Lord or quarrel with the Lord in any way. He heard his call, and he believed him. He believed that he was calling, and he believed that the Lord wanted to see him, and they believed that the Lord wanted to do with him. He believed the word of the Lord, and all our desire is that sinners would believe the word of the Lord. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We see here that the Lord asked him, what do you want from me? And he said to him, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go on now, go thy way, thy faith, and as we say it often, and it's true, thy faith in me hath made thee whole. Thy faith in Jesus. Anytime you see the words faith and trust and believe and receive in the scripture, it's always based on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always pointing to him. He says, thy faith in me hath made thee whole. Then you know what happened? He was made whole. You know what can happen if you call on the Lord and repentance and faith and trust in Him and His Word and what He has said and what He came to do. You know what? You too can be healed. You too can be saved by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins and trusting in Him, His gospel, His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul, for the forgiveness of your sins. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the word and truth of His gospel. Until next time, farewell.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.